Thank you for listening to the Heart as Art podcast, available on heartasart.com, on Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. We bring you the latest from the worlds of professional wrestling, video gaming, and anything else that you would find on the floor of a comic or anime convention. Stay tuned to heartasart.com for updates on podcasts, interviews, and more. Thanks for listening. We are live from the final day of Anime Magic with Kira's Workshop. How are you on this Sunday?
I'm pretty good. I'm recovering from the cosplay contest yesterday.
Yes, you had a lot of fun yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was really tough to like pick a winner from last night. Like everybody did so great with their costumes and put so much work in, and it was a fun experience, but definitely really hard to decide.
That's awesome. And so you've had a really cool table set up in the exhibitor hall area. You've been doing some really awesome work. How's the interaction with everyone been as you've been here throughout the weekend?
It's been pretty cool. I've had quite a few people who actually know who I am, which is always fun. And then like people who are curious about like how long things take for me to build or like how I build things. So answering those questions and like teaching people about stuff has been pretty fun.
That's awesome. And so you've judged the cosplay contest. You've been hanging around the floor at your table. What else do you have on your lineup for this weekend?
I've got a panel at 2 p.m. today, so I'll be doing it's kind of I kind of call it like an educational pep talk, where I'm basically like, here's some resources to get started and like making things, like you can do it. Because it's really hard to fit a ton of like really specific information into like a 30-minute panel, so I'm just kind of providing the resources to teach yourself how to do these skills without like giving like a 2-hour-long TED talk.
Nice. So you're kind of giving them the groundwork and then they
Yeah.
can go chase it on their own. So awesome. So what did level one of cosplay look like for you? Maybe when you were that person in the panel chair, how did you get into this hobby? What was your start like?
Well, I started pretty humbly. I started with like foam work, cardboard, not really like 3D printing like I do now. I didn't have a ton of like modeling skills. I did have some like educational background in like engineering and like CAD work, but I wasn't really utilizing that yet. A lot of like trying to make my own templates and like do my own thing. I was really inspired by like Iron Man, so Iron Man and Thor were like my big driving forces and like my first cosplays. So it was a lot of just figuring things out, finding inspiration from YouTube and watching tutorials and stuff.
That's the great thing is there's so many resources out there now. You're about to give a lot of them at 2 o'clock, it sounds like.
Yeah, I've got like a whole stack. I've made like a PDF list of like resources I learned from in the beginning, and like that's up. I'm gonna put that in the panel as well, but I'm gonna try to teach as much as I can in the time limit and hopefully give somebody else like that push to do what I did.
Awesome. And so is it safe to say Iron Man and Thor were kind of your intro characters into cosplay? Was there another character that got you into it as well?
Spider-Man was like a fixation of mine since I was like, I don't know, like 5 years old. My first like costume I ever like bought myself for like Halloween was when I was 18, and I bought like a Spider-Man costume, and that kind of like launched it, because my first like actual build was Spider-Man lenses that like
Oh,
attached to the face
okay.
shell. Yeah, I made them on a cutting board.
Oh,
So it was,
wow.
yeah, so that was like, oh my God, like I can do this like myself. I don't have to buy something, I can make it. And then I started like researching more and found like the cosplay community, and yeah.
That's awesome. And so, cosplaying, you kind of pick up a lot of different trades. You've mentioned you've done foam working, you've mentioned 3D printing. What are some of the trades and how have you applied them in your career?
Lots of programming, for sure. I dove into that a lot more. I remember I had no idea how to do like even like NeoPixels in the beginning. So that for sure. Lots of mesh modeling versus
Okay.
like CAD modeling. 3D printing, finishing work is a big one. You kind of just have to go at it at your own pace, but like sanding and prep work and finishing and painting is like a whole different animal. Foam smithing, yeah, that I feel like a lot of people start with foam and kind of work their way up, but foam smithing is like its own little skill that you have to master. Learning how to use tools, like I pretty much have tried everything at this point, I feel like I've learned everything for like cosplay or build.
Throwing it all at the wall and
Yeah. I mean, pretty much like if I see something that I want to do, I'm like, I'm gonna learn how to do that, and then I look up a YouTube tutorial, and yeah.
that's just kind of find your way from there.
It's a fun process. I mean, I like to learn, so it makes it interesting.
Awesome. And so it sounds like you're still kind of learning every time you take on a new project
Oh yeah.
or
Like, I feel like every time I take on a project, it's just like, I don't know how to do this, but I'm gonna find a way to do it.
That's awesome. And so what kind of tips do you have for anyone that is trying to learn cosplay, trying to get their foot in the door of this awesome hobby?
I would say don't give up and don't be afraid to fail, because if you don't succeed at it the first time, there's always a second time to try. Like, you don't have to be perfect like your first attempt at something, especially if you don't know how to do it. I think avoiding failure is one of the worst things you can do, because it's an opportunity to learn that skill eventually, or learn from your mistake and improve the next time.
That's great advice. Yeah, it's nothing can't be rebuilt a second time, right? So if they can't, if people can't keep up with you this weekend at the convention, maybe can't check out your panel, where can they keep up with you online?
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm the most active on Instagram.
Okay.
So the socials are the same. It's just Kira's underscore workshop on Instagram and TikTok, and then Kira's workshop on YouTube.
Awesome. Well, make sure to link those below. Thank you so much for the time. Good luck with the panel today, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.